Welcome back, this is RB. If you liked this video at any point, hit the like button, it's the only way we'll grow. And follow me on another platform, links below, because I can get kicked off this one any day now. Let's get it.
If I ever get married, it won't be because she's the baddest bitch.
I'm with you on that.
It won't be because she's got the most money. This is somebody that, if I'm in a marriage, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is somebody that you're supposed to be able to deal with, whether you're broke or for rich.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a lot of ladies don't understand. And I'm using the word ladies loosely. It's not about how pretty you are. It's honestly not even about how good you cook and clean the house. How nice your body is. How good your bedroom fun is. Can I talk to you? Are you going to be there for me when I'm not feeling so great about myself on a bad day? If I lose my six-figure job, everybody always talk about six figures. If it's a situation where I can't have my six-figure job anymore, are you going to bounce on me? Can you give me encouragement when I'm down and out? What kind of mother will you be? These are the type of things that modern women aren't working on at all, it seems. And this is why they will forever be for the streets and forever be in toxic relationships. See, they only focus on getting BBLs and things like that and making sure they're super pretty and pounds of makeup on their face. That's not gonna get you anything worth having. I'll just say that. It'll get you a couple trips here and there, get you an iPhone bought, a nice purse. Might even get you a car bought. But when we talk about something that's going to be valuable to your life in 30 years when you don't look like this no more, yeah, looks and good bedroom fun not going to sustain anything worthwhile.
I don't want to deal with somebody because there's something that they have to offer in a physical way versus a mental way.
Come on, man.
And there's not a lot of chicks that have fed my mental.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? For me to even see something like that.
Or even think about it.
Could we be broke together? Could we be rich together?
Big.
You know, and could you still remain the same? Because I'm going to remain the same. I'm going to still be this with no money, no chains. We could take all this shit off. All the jewelry. We can take all the jewelry off, man.
So I'm supposed to only talk to you until you figure out if I'm the only one you want to talk to?
Look, you too old to still be in talking stages. You tatted up, red flag number one. And look, you past 30 have to be on TikTok discussing dating issues, red flag number two. And the more I get to know you, if I were ever to get to know you, I'm sure the red flags would continue. I mean, yeah, this is a cute TikTok. Talk to a million guys at once. But what does it say about you that post 30, you still have to talk to a million guys? Let me guess. You were too good for all the 100 guys you talked to so far since junior high. None of them ever met your standards, let me guess. But they met the standard enough to hit, but they didn't meet the standard enough to be in a serious relationship with. That's what you would say, but the truth is you didn't meet their standard. That's why you 30 plus on TikTok. Making a fool of yourself.
What are your thoughts on prenups?
I'm all for it.
Do you have a prenup?
Absolutely. I think you need to have it. So let me tell you what it did for us. I like where we have your money, my money, our money. This is your money. You want to buy that Chanel purse? Buy it with your money. If I want to buy that purse for you, I'll buy it with my money so you know I bought it with my money. It's a form of I bought it with mine rather than our money. Okay. If we have something that we're doing for our kids and ourselves, which is us, team us, this is our money. I noticed that minimize arguments to the point where no one's being judged. No one said, why are you buying that purse? Why?
Yeah, I don't want to be under a microscope far as what I'm buying. But yeah, fellas, run your household. And ladies, let your man run the household. It cut down on arguments. But yeah, shared accounts? No, no. I mean, no, we can have a shared account. But like he said, we're going to take the group stuff out of that account. But if I want to go do something, go see a movie, if I want to sign up for an adult site or something, yeah, I don't want nobody in my business. And hey, if you want to go buy a purse or whatever you want to go buy, go do it. With your money. Yeah, finances are the reason why a lot of couples and marriages end. So the less arguments you can have about that, the better. And this definitely do cut down on arguments.
Why are you doing this? Why are you buying that? Why? No.
Now, what if she doesn't have money, though? What if she is a stay-at-home mom?
If he makes $1 million a year and you know you're going to set up a prenuptial agreement to protect you, create a portion, an account where you put money in where she can do whatever she does without asking you. I'm in the business of minimizing arguments.
Look, prenups get thrown out all the time. So, fellas, just don't get married. If you meet a nice young lady, look, y'all could even have a ceremony. You could even buy her a ring. But don't sign any contracts with the government about your relationship. The court system is there to hook the woman up, period. Now, let's read this. This says, 89-year-old man filed for divorce against wife of 77 years after her affair 60 years ago. Hey, I respect him. He ain't trying to ride out the end of his life with a snake. He not trying to have this woman have power of attorney over his affairs when she a rat. A sneaky, cheating rat. City boys up. I don't blame them. This is called standing on your principles as a man. Y'all can let me know what you think of this one below.